Are you planning to take part in the elections?
Unfortunately, I cannot because it's not possible for one to vote if you're not in Nigeria.
Okay, so they're not making any allowances for the diaspora.
No, they're not.
Nigeria has one of the biggest diaspora communities of any African country that I know. Why would they not make such an accommodation?
Well, a lot of Nigerians have made that point that it was unfair to disenfranchise us. But I guess there is an understanding that this is unfair, but they haven't quite worked out the mechanics for enabling those of us who are in the diaspora to vote.
Nevertheless, you're following closely what's going on in the campaigns and the subsequent elections that will follow. Of course, one of the issues that when we talk about Nigeria, one of the issues that comes to mind is the issue of corruption. What would you like to see a new president do about the issue of corruption?
Obviously, one would want a Nigerian president who has the moral capital to deal in a serious way, to engage in a serious way with the problem of corruption. Unfortunately, the outlook is not particularly promising in that regard, but it could be. I think that one of the candidates, former General Muhammadu Buhari, is widely considered as having both the disposition as well as the courage as well as the personal integrity to seriously address the issue of corruption in the country, should he win the election.
Why didn't you mention former anti-corruption czar Nuhu Ribadu, who came to international prominence for his fight against corruption in Nigeria, who is also one of the candidates in the
Well,
upcoming elections?
that's true. But part of the reason I didn't mention Nuhu Ribadu, there are two main reasons. One is that Nuhu Ribadu happens to be working with a party which is largely run by a former governor who is suspected of being one of the most corrupt people in Nigeria. So that's one. And so that's a kind of negative for Nuhu Ribadu. The other thing is that Nuhu Ribadu's economic, when he was chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, that commission, that agency, had twice announced that they were investigating the wife of Mr. Goodluck Jonathan for money laundering. But Nuhu Ribadu, before he became a candidate, went back to Nigeria and reneged, sort of not reneged, but went back on that understanding of Nigerians that Mrs. Patience Jonathan was implicated in some corrupt deals. So I would say that that denial by him has raised questions in the minds of many Nigerians as to his commitment to the anti-corruption program.
Would you say then he has signed a deal with the devil so as to win over some support in the political establishment?
I think that's probably the case. That and if the other thing is that, of course, the government of Mr. Umaru Yar'Adua had charged him to court, accusing him of violations of the code of conduct, and the Jonathan regime decided to discontinue the case. So a lot of people sort of interpreted Nuhu Ribadu's bald face as a case of sort of paying back the Jonathans in kind, because they had also suspended his own trial. But there's also the question. Of course, he did some impressive work when he ran the EFCC. But a lot of people also saw that there was a selectivity in the way that he prosecuted corrupt officials, that those officials who were close to former President Olusegun Obasanjo were not punished.
But why is Buhari a better candidate to deal with corruption if he has been in power before?
Well, Buhari has been in power before as a military dictator. And I think that Buhari inspires some confidence in the Department of Fighting Corruption for two reasons. One reason, of course, is that he, when he was military dictator, had jailed a wide number of Nigerian politicians, from the president through the governors to, in fact, commissioners and so on in state government. So he had a track record of taking on powerful corrupt elements within the country. That's one. The other thing is that for a former military guy who has been president and who has headed the petroleum ministry and held other positions in a military regime that would have enabled him to accumulate stupendous riches, that Buhari is widely known to be a man of very modest means. And so there is the perception amongst Nigerians that he is perhaps the most clean, ethically clean politician out there.
What other issues would you love to see a new president deal with in Nigeria?
Well, Nigeria, in addition to the problem of corruption, because corruption is very central, you know, Nigeria bleeds through the corrupt acts of its public and private officials. But if you remove that, I think that one of the major questions that the next president has to grapple with is that of power. The energy sector in Nigeria is notorious for its abject failure. Nigeria is beset by regular, constant power failures, and the cost of doing business in Nigeria is astronomical as a result of the very erratic power supply and the fact that businesses have to depend on generators for their power supply. There's also the question, really, that in places like hospitals, you know, we've had cases where patients who were undergoing particularly sensitive surgeries died because the power failed and the generators failed as well. Then one wonders what kind of education our kids are also getting when they cannot have power, electricity to do their homework when they come home. So the issue of power supply is one that has been perennial as a problem, and sooner or later, somebody has to have a, find a solution to that problem. Then there is, so basically in the area of infrastructure, Nigerian hospitals have become scary. In fact, I tell people that there are two healthcare systems in Nigeria. If you are wealthy and you fall sick, you're flown abroad, that's the healthcare system in Nigeria, to fly somebody abroad. If you are not wealthy, then you are left to die or then to seek out pastors, evangelical pastors, or if you're a Muslim, to seek out imams for a miracle. And so ordinary Nigerians face a non-existent healthcare system, a healthcare system, in fact, that has broken down. There are Nigerian schools that need to be fixed urgently. And then there are also Nigerian roads. The number of accidents, the number of lives that are claimed on Nigerian roads in accidents are just simply mind-boggling.
Okay. Mr. Ndibe, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure talking to you. Bye-bye.
Good day.